This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Warren on Joy.
It was 2013 when the whole of Australia fell in love with our next guest. It was her down-to-earth, humble, suburban stage to rise. Let's not forget she's got a voice. We are very pleased to welcome onto the phone acclaimed singer-songwriter Dami M. Welcome to Joy.
Hi.
Okay, so Dami, we need to start at the beginning of your win of the fifth season of X Factor Australia. You migrated to Australia from South Korea with your family at the age of 9 and became very skilled as a classical pianist, I believe even teaching. Had you always dreamt of being a pop star, a pop superstar, we can say?
No, far from it. I came to Australia and, you know, I couldn't speak any English, but I played piano pretty well, and, you know, that was, like, my thing. You know, everybody was like, oh, play the piano, and, like, that's the only time I felt like people sort of respected me because I was good at something, and, I kept doing that. But then I started to sort of sing in my bedroom when I was about 13, and I wasn't that good at it back then, and I was, you know, so scared to ever sing outside my room. But then, yeah, eventually I had the courage. I got a little bit better over time, slowly. And, it took a long time. Like, when I was in my 20s, I was like, maybe I could sing and take it a little more seriously. And, yeah, it happened very gradually.
I'd love the idea of Dami M sitting in her bedroom as a little 13-year-old singing into the hairbrush. That would be quite cute.
I took it really seriously. Like, I was so obsessed with it, you know. So I'd just be, like, recording all these Mariah songs and, you know, I was listening to my K-pop and recording it on my crappy little computer. And, yeah, like, that's... I was just so obsessed, hey.
Which Mariah bop is your favourite? Is it the one that is popular in December or is it another one?
Oh, you mean the Christmas one?
Yes. All I want for Christmas is you.
Oh my gosh, that's such a hard song to sing, but all the songs are really hard. But I used to always practice Hero, and, you know, I ended up singing that on X Factor as well. So
yes.
It was like, yeah.
Well, the funny thing is that we know those songs are really hard to sing because Mariah came here last year and even she struggled to sing them, wasn't it? But we won't go there. Look, let's talk about your next adventure. You're going to be special guest on the Human Nature 2019 tour, A Little More Love 30-Year Tour, which kicks off in April. So how did this come about? Do you know the boys?
Oh, yeah, I've known the boys, like, because we're in the same label and sometimes we sort of run into each other, but I haven't really had a chance to work with them properly. And they're just really, really, I just know that they're just so professional and they've been working together like that for 30 years, which is, you know, kind of crazy. Like,
yes.
To be able to do that for that long. And I love their performances. And I thought, you know, when they asked me, I just thought that would be a great opportunity for me to, you know, learn from them and pick up a few tricks and also get on the road again. So,
well,
yeah,
I've
very
heard
excited about that.
A little birdie telling us that there's going to be a few solo performances during this concert, but you're also going to join them on stage for a duet.
Yeah, so yeah, I'll be singing with them during, you know, inside their performance. Obviously, I'll be opening as well and then also doing some of my own songs during their set. So, yeah, it's like extra exciting that way.
Well, can you please tell Toby I've always thought he was hot for 30 years. He's still pretty.
They're all pretty.
I will tell him.
Now, Dami, you have a new EP coming out. It's called Live Sessions EP, which is available from Sony Music Australia. Can you tell us a bit what it's like? Will we hear our faves like Sound of Silence, or is it all new stuff?
So this is a live EP. It's, you know, I've been touring for the last couple of years and I've really been enjoying it. And I just wanted to take this opportunity to share those songs that I got to sing live. And there's, yeah, songs like Sound of Silence, Super Love, and also there's a new track called Dreamer that I haven't released before. I just sang, you know, for the first time on the road. And, yeah, I just wanted to share these special moments and kind of celebrate what I've been doing so far, especially out on the road, and then sort of close this chapter before I go on and release more new songs. So
tell us about your new song, Dreamer.
So Dreamer is like, it's a very personal song. I wrote it when I was touring. I just felt like on this day, this particular day, it felt like everybody wanted to tell me what to do and how to do my life and, you know, what I need to do with my career and all of that. So I just sat down and started writing this line, and it starts with, you know, I want to stop smiling on my Instagram. Like, and that, you know, that kind of, that's what triggered the whole song. And I wrote it really, really quickly in that, you know, spot. When I got to sing Dreamer in the State Theatre for the first time, no one had heard it before. And when I sang it, I was so nervous, but I just felt like really connected with the audience because it's so personal and you're just sharing that on stage with all these people. So, yeah, I'm really glad that it's on my EP now.
Not only have you got new music for us, you've got the new EP, you're touring with Human Nature, but you've now announced that you've got your own tour coming on later on in the year called Dreamer Tour. Sounds very exciting. What can we expect?
Lots going on. That'll be my own tour, I think, beginning from September. I could be wrong. But, I'll be touring all around Australia, and I'm hoping to be able to, you know, have had some new songs by then. So I want to, you know, sing my own stuff and kind of share with everybody my journey through the year since X Factor and releasing these songs and then where I'm up to now. So, I just love sharing my songs. So I'm so excited.
You've performed on X Factor. You also performed on another little television show popular in another continent and also our continent, Eurovision. Now, we've got an Australian announcement. You got selected, and we loved your entry, and you took Europe and the world by storm. Have you been following the Australian announcement of who will represent us for this year? Any favourites of who's been announced so far, and any advice for them?
Oh, look, I've been following it. They're doing that, you know, Australia Decides national selection show, and I think it's really cool, you know, that we get to see all these different, like, really cool names, cool acts enter, and we get to, you know, everybody gets to have a say on who gets to go. So I think it's going to be really exciting. I love all of them. Like, a lot of them are my friends. So, you know, but it's just like, it's like Shepherd, you know, they're fellow Queenslanders, like their music's so cool. And, you know, like Electric Feels, like I met them during X Factor. It was in my year. Mark Vincent, like, everyone's so different, you know, and I don't know, like, it's going to be quite exciting to see what happens because nobody knows.
Nope.
Do you guys know who do you think's going to get some?
I reckon it's going to be Courtney, only because she's so big in the UK. I just think it might be more strategic. That's my call anyway.
I reckon there might be a wild card entry.
Oh, you think?
I reckon Dami might be a wild card entry on the Australia Decides. I know I'm completely pulling that out of nowhere, but any truth to that rumour I've just made up?
That's definitely a rumour.
but seriously, sweetie, I want to get back to this Eurovision. Are you still pissed that we were robbed of the crown? I mean, you were robbed of the crown.
Oh, well, you know what? Like, if I wanted to do it again, I'd try and not compete and be like, guys, I'm gonna come back. It's like it's such a it's a exciting, fun competition, but also it's so grueling. Like I came second, and I was so so proud of that. Like
we were very proud of it.
You should have won. But then it's like also no, I didn't know I was gonna do that well, and
you gave me goosebumps.
Everything just worked out. I'm so happy with that result that I don't want to go in and, you know, even if I come third, it's like I failed, you know?
Well, you were robbed, and I'm getting an investigation. I'm telling you, these Russians must have lost their patience with Trump, you know, and started getting involved in Eurovision. Yeah. But listen, Andy, our producer here, we went down to the Art Centre here in Melbourne to see a great show because we got Midsummer Festival on down here in Melbourne. And I saw your dress in the foyer. So I took a photo with the dress that you wore on stage.
How's my dress doing?
Listen, it was behind the glass because I'm telling you, sweetie, if I could have got my hands on it, it would have been gone. I would have been arrived in Joy Studios this morning wearing it. Let me tell you, it looked fantastic.
Oh, well, I mean, I'm glad you got to see it. It's
Well, when you're finished with it, please send it to my house. I'll get plenty of use out of it.
Yeah.
Look, you can find out all that's happening with all the tour dates, ticket information, as well as ordering the new EP, all from www.dummyemma.com. Look, Dummy, thank you so much for taking the time speaking with us in Joy this morning. Good luck with the tours. You sound so busy. Take a breath, sweetie. Take a breath. Yeah.
Thank you, guys. You guys are always so much fun. Thanks for having me.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Have a good morning.
Wake up with Tom and Warren, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Available via podcast at joy.org.au, on iTunes, or your favourite podcasting platform. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.